Kedvach. We're up to Reshna Gimel Siv Beis. Last week we discussed a basic principle in Hilchos Tzedakah, and that is what's considered a nani. How much do you need or not have to be considered a nani? And the Mechaber said that a nani was somebody who had less than Resh Zuz, or he had less than 50 Zuz, that he was being nice of a nice on them. That means if someone has Reish Zuz, that can carry you out for the year. Or if you have 50 Zuz, and you're doing business with the 50 Zuz, that will generate a profit of a three-time profit, another 150. So the 50 principal plus the 150, together there's your 200, and you're not considered a nani. The 200 Zuz was the amount of Chazal Shat Stav for an average person, either for the Chuvas Hashbash was Mesupik, either for the average person or for the minimum, the very minimum for the smallest person, what he needs for his clothing and his food to last for a year. If he's married, then he needs for him himself and his wife, so then you're going to need two times Reish Zuz. If he has children, you're going to need, per the members of his household, that's how many. So if he has five members in the household, he's going to need 1,000 Zuz, and that will get him over the year. So since that could last him for the year, he's not considered a nani. But if he doesn't have the Reish Zuz, or he doesn't have the 50 Zuz that he's working with, then he's considered a nani. And then he can take even 1,000 Zuz b'vazachas. And we discussed, Ramah says, that if you're going on a trip and it's one itinerary, you're going to collect tzedakah, that whole trip is considered pamachas. But beside, you're allowed to take pamachas, but if you take it slowly, once you reach the level of Reish Zuz, you're ois ani, and now you have to stop till you wait till you use up some of those funds, and you became, again, under Reish Zuz. Yitzchok asked the Shaila, we're going to get a slightly different Indian, but the Shaila was, in theory, if someone's an ani and he, let's say, misspends his money, or he buys houses or whatever, he does something with his money that will cause the ani now to not have Reish Zuz, is he considered an ani or not? Or because it was his fault, he did it, so therefore he should be, penalized, but therefore he's not considered an ani because he really had the money, just he misused it. I saw tonight a tzedakah mishpat who's medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara has a svara that you could be a migo, that he can collect leka shukha, pay for someone else. Because migo, even though he's an oshir, but migo, he could have taken his nechasim, been mafker his nechasim, and been an oni, so therefore he has a right to be zekah for somebody else. That's a Gemara. So zakta tzedakah mishpat, mekain rai, you see that here's a person who besides wasn't an oni at all, and he took his nechasim, and he was mafazed them, he was mafker it, Mamish l'shem to be an oni, now that he can collect leka shikapeya, it's not a problem. You see that you're allowed to do it. Nishna dem, he just maisiv that it doesn't say anyone collected from hefka. It's still there. It's right there. It's hefka in front of this oni. But vivait, he doesn't want to be rezoicha in these nechasim. Then he's considered an oni that he has a right to take leka shikapeya. So he says he applies to achinin, but the doshtei. It's a chiddush, but doshtet l'chayah, that if you have somebody who, even if he misuses his nechasim, but right now he's under the threshold of Reish Zuz, he is considered a nani. All right, what we're going to do tonight, Majasem, is Sif Beis and then some, but Sif Beis is really, should have been done together with Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is going to qualify what does it mean, this Reish Zuz, and how to apply it today. The Val, all you should walk away with as a nani is somebody who doesn't have enough food and clothing to last for a year. So let's just bring it down a little bit, if you want to change it to modern times, and that's what really Sif Beis is going to do. But if you want to say how much it takes for a person to last for a year, let's argument say, pick a number, let's say $25,000 can get a yochid boy for the year for his mezonos, his basic necessities. Without a house, without a wife, without children, just him alone, he can get by with $25,000. Yechuladim Bezan, the exact number, but something like that. So then that might be a today's shear of the ratios. But we're going to have to see Sif Beis. Let's start Sif Beis. Oh, you think it should be less? All right, so make it less. I mean, he still needs a roof over his head. He still needs, unless he has that already. But if he doesn't have anything, if he owns his house, yes, we had before. But if he doesn't have to pay rent or mortgage, then yes, then maybe he can get by with less. But if he needs rent, the smallest apartment, he's going to have to rent, I don't know, $500 a month? You know, one studio room, what? $6,000. So that's $6,000 just in rent. And then food and clothing, I don't know. $20,000, whatever it is. All right. Fine, let's do Sif Beis and let's try to apply this. V'yesh Oimrim, and we're going to see that because of Sif Beis, as we play it out, you're going to see that a lot more people are Anim than you think. This year of Reish Zuz, or 50 Zuz, that you're being Nesim and Nesim Behem, was only said in the olden days. Those times, Pasha means that those times that there was Leket Shekhor Peah. Avo Bezman is there, but in today's times that there's no Leket Shekhor Peah, Yacholitol Achi Loi Keren Kedesh Yispanis, you're allowed to take, he's still considered an Oni, Achi Loi Keren, until he has enough principle, Kedesh Yispanis, Hu Uvene Beisai, depending on the dependents, Meherevach Udvam Shotamim. He needs enough principle that he'll be able to support his family from the revach alone, not even dipping into the principal. Now, Ma, we learned that when you're Nesim v'Nesim Behem, if you have 50, so you need to make 150 together, the 50 plus 150 is the 200. Here, the Mechaber says, no, that you need enough of the revach. You can't even count, reckon the principal. You don't have to dip into the principal. You need enough that the revach is going to make it. Yispanis hu v'nei beisim mei revach. Udvarm sholtamim, and the Mechaber likes it, udvarm sholtamim, he gives a haskoma. Oh, now if you're medayik in the Mechaber doesn't mention anything about a year. But let's start seeing where this comes from and trying to apply it. This comes from a Torah. And the Torah says, Yesh Oimrim, he doesn't tell you who it is. Chesky is right. The Chaya in Lomdis, if the Mechaber is saying that you don't dip into the principle and you're only working on the Revach, however the Revach got you by the first year, Pashis, that Karen will produce the same Revach for the next year and will carry you through the next year. So reading the Mechaber simply, not only doesn't the Mechaber stipulate that it's for a year, but in his Agdara, that you don't have to dip into the principle, is the Chayav Muchach, that the Mechaber is talking about you have to have enough Karen that's going to last you forever. It means it will generate enough Revach that will last you forever, L'Omayad. And it's not limited to a year. L'Chayra, it's a nice deal. But let's first see where it's coming from. Dr. Tur, Yesh Oimrim, Shekal Eilu Ashirim, all these Shirim Lo Nemru, Elu B'Yameim in those days, Shahayulam Kupa Vitamchoi. They used to have a Kupa Vitamchoi. I believe the Torah is referring to the Shita Tasmak. Tasmak says that these shirim were only nemra by a Kupa Vitamchoi. It was only nemra by a mayhem. That means the shir that we had before in Sif Aleph, that they had shtei sudas for a tamchoi, because it was given out daily, or a 14 sudas for a Kupa, that was a weekly distribution, was only by a mayhem. It means it'd be a mayhem. They had this daily and weekly distribution. But Bizmanoy of the Smakir, they didn't have it. Now, Vada, every year Vayim B'Yisrael had a Kupa V'tamche, that there's an Indian that every city should have such a thing. Baruch Shem Malek, what we have, a Temche Shabbos. But it doesn't have the guidelines, the same distribution dates as the Kupa V'tamche being Mayhem. Today, L'mashal Temche Shabbos, they give out once a monthly package for the whole month. So then, when it was a daily package or a weekly package, as long as they had enough for that day or for that week, they were disqualified. But Bizmanei knew, even if they have enough for a week, they're still allowed to take from Temche Shabbos, because since Temche Shabbos for the month, so Kozman, they don't have enough for the month, they should be able to take, they're eligible. If they would have for a month, and then they would be disqualified. But that, Lukhari, what he means is that he's referring to the smack, Shayilam Kupa V'tamkai, that those guidelines were a Kupa V'tamkai Kedasa Chedin on a daily or weekly. But Lamaisi is throwing it in over here as well, part of the thing that was a supplement. We'll see. V'hoi Machalkin Maisa Oni B'chol Shana, and they were also Machalik Maisa Oni every year. V'hoi Noitlin Lekat Shikho Peya, and these Anim were entitled to take Lekat Shikho Peya as well. L'figok, therefore, since they had all these other Matnas Anim as well, steady matnas anim lefika shiru chazal shat stub shemish yesh larei suz, that someone who has 200 suz lo yitol, he shouldn't take from tzedakah, he's not considered a nani. Why? Lefisha yochol lava ben shana, because with the 200 suz that he has, he could last a year. Ulushana abon, next year that he's going to run out, what is he going to do next? So yilo b'mashiyah, he'll have what he'll have, that means he'll have again vital have these matnas anim. He'll have these matnas anim to rely on, because every single year there's a new matnas anim, there's a leka chikaveh, there's kupa v'damchoi daily. Means the system was set up, there's a constant provision for this ani. Aval inna that today, she'en kol zeh, that we don't have all these zaitik matnas anim, yacholitol, he's allowed to take tzedakah, chiyilo keren kadeh l'espanis min harevach, until he has enough principle that it can be mispanis min harevach. And again, the same thing like we had in Maccabi, that he has to have enough principle to be mispanished just from the Revach alone, without even dipping into the principle. And again, the Torah doesn't make any mention of a year. that the Torah bring you a raya, that you see that the Shurim weren't written in stone. It's not a din, it has to be 200 zuz. You see that it just means, shuts up what to provide for the ani for the future. Sharei yesh chilek, you see that we have a chilek, benim noisiv and noisin, that if someone is noisiv and noisin, he doesn't have a right to have 200 zuz. If he's noisiv and noisin, shaz afilim yesh loy nun zuz lo yitol. Sharef shaloy lesbanis minareva. That you see that someone has 50 zuz, not 200 zuz, but he has 50 zuz and he's noisiv and noisin, he already is disqualified to take from stock. Ama kalafi in it, everything is figuring it's a mezuzah like the tubis. Manei knew that we don't have all these other zaitkam matnas aniim. The system is not set up to constantly provide for the aniim. So memelo bismanei knew we're going to need even a greater shear. The Esha, another Svar wife is mentioning we need a greater share. It could be a name in those days. Haisa haitza mu'uta. There, haitza, the cost of living was minimum. The Esha lespanis berevach on nunzas. And even with a revach on nunzas was enough to support a family for the year. But in these times, e Esha, that's not enough. It's not going to make it. Vakolafi and Malkam, everything is according to the place. Vansha. So it's up to two, for two reasons. He gives two separate reasons why the Shir Reisuz is no longer applicable. One reason is because then there were so many other Matnas Anim, steady Matnas Anim. There was a Kupa, Vetamche, Maisa Oni, Leket, Shikho, Peya, which you don't have today. And second reason is, Tamazay, the cost of living went up, so you would have to raise it, like we said before. And maybe the cost to last through the year today would be raised $20,000, so that's what you should need, whatever it is. Okay, that's the tour. And that's where the Mechaber is coming from. Basically, what is the Mechaber trying to say? The Torah trying to say, L'chayr, trying to say that the Bizmaneinu, we need a greater shear. Good, so affect the Tzedakah and Mish, but if that's what the Torah Mechaber is trying to say, why did they only fear us? Kadesh Yispanusu B'nei Beisam Mea Revak, which was the shear of Nunzos, so we're revising that shear, that instead of having Nunzos and Neisam and Neisam Mem, you need a larger Karen, at least $5,000 Karen, to be able to generate another $15,000 worth of profit, so totally of $20,000, whatever it is. But the Torah Mechaber should also revise the other share as well. The Torah Mechaber should mention that just like the 200 zuz then got you through the year, if a someone was not nice and nice and behem, so today we should need a larger share, raise $20,000 for someone's not nice and nice and behem. It means the Torah Mechaber left out the basic shear. The basic shear is someone who's not nice of the nice and bam. I mean, that's how the Mechaber started off. The classical shear is 200 zuz for someone who's not nice of the nice and bam. Someone is nice and nice and bam, so then good, then he only needs 50 zuz. So the Torah Mechaber is revising that second shear of someone who is nice and nice and bam. But why aren't they revising the shear? Why aren't they mentioning this other shear that if someone has $20,000 and he's not nice and nice and bam, he's not a noni and he can't take stalker because that's enough to last him for the year? Because the Torah Mechaber should just revise that you need a larger skum for the year. And we'll know that for the first year, if someone's not nice and nice, you need a larger amount. For the second year, you also need a larger amount, proportionate, because of a person could turn over a profit three times the principal. So Bekitzer, the Tzedakah Mishpat understood that this was, that's all the Torah Mechaber was trying to do. And Mela, he was bothered by it, he should have said this thing. Now we were moir that the Torah Mechaber doesn't mention anything about a year. And if it meant just to revise that Nakuda, the Torah Mechaber should have said, like we asked before, it should have said that you should need just like before, when you had nunzos, it was mea keren of the nunzos ve'arevak of the 150 profit, and together 200. So here too should be mea keren ve'arevak. Why the two Mechaber only say that you need enough to be mispanis ve'arevak, which is even a larger share? It should be ve'arevak, including with the keren.
But anyway, the Tzedakah Mishpat asked the Shaila, why is the Mechaber giving you a shear that you can eat up for the principal for the year? Because the Davar Pashut, that all you need to be Oiz Ani is to have enough to last you through the year. Now clearly he must have learned the tour that the Svara of Leket Shichro Peya was that it's a supplement to your income. Reishus was good enough when you had Leket Shichro Peya, Maisani, you had other stuff. So since you had other stuff together with the Reishus, so together, really you needed to live at least 400 zuz, whatever the number is. But the reason why they took, they figured that through the other matnas anim, like a shikopay and maizani, you'll get your other 200 together with the 200 you're getting out of stock, bingo, that's it, or you're getting the 200 that you already have, bingo, you have 400 zuz, you're ani. But my thinking today, you don't have matnas anim, so then you talk to racism, it's not going to do, you need a larger number. That's how he understood, and not only did
he's just raising them up.
Okay, that's he's saying. It's just raising the amount, and if he had the cash in the Mechaber, why is the Mechaber leaving out the second thing? He should, just like he raised the amount for a for a business type of a principle that you're generating profit, he should have raised the amount. For a regular principle, they're eating up the principle. And what's going on? And like we were also that they should have said they're eating from the Karen and the Rebbe. Now, Maisa is not just the Tzedakah Mishpa, Rav Loi. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says the same thing. He learned for some reason Zava Poshet that the Shia Rezuz works. I mean, if he has a Rikas, he proves it, whatever, that the Shia Rezuz is the Shia for the year. So to every person who has enough for a year is considered Ois Ani. And then Meila, once he's considered Ois Ani, Dr. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so today, whatever today's value is, you have to get through the year. Like we said, maybe it's $20,000, you're Ois Ani. And this is what Rav Chaim says, if you want to collect for next year, stuff in next year's atzois, you're not allowed to collect. He just says that if next year's atzois is a major atzah, let's say you're making a chasna next year, and you know that next year alone will not be ample time to raise the funds that you need for this chasna, you need to raise $20,000, or let's say you need a DNS, you need $100,000, and you know you can't raise $100,000 in 1 year. So then Rav Chaim says, in that case, you're allowed to collect already this year, because it's already a tzorich for this year. What is Lom? This is Lom. It sounds like that you have a child that you need to marry, and it's Oymid Leperek, and you don't have enough time for next year. You need this year too. So it's like you need the preparation for this entire 2 years to get that chasna. So if that's the preparations that you need for that chasna, so then you're going to need. Then you already consider Oni Lois Adava already now, and then you're allowed to collect now. But if that's not the case, in a normal situation, you're not allowed to collect for more than 1 year at a time. That's Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and that's how Rav Loi, the Tzedakah Mishpa, understood this Mechaba. But like I told you, it's Shred, because he asked, why didn't the Mechaba say the other Shear? And even the Mechaba, what he did say, he never said over here that it's a year. The Mechaba just said the Shear is, she's Spanish, who have been based on the Arabic. He doesn't even mention anything but Kalal, the God of the year. Okay, excellent. That's what I'm going to try to drive out. Okay, so Bekitzer, so where are we holding now is if Chaim and Rav Loi just hold that this Mechaba was just inflating the amounts that you need today to get by. If you don't have Matnas Oni, but you still are considered only an Oni if you don't have enough for 1 year. If you have enough for 1 year, you're not considered an Oni. Now let's go back, let's go start from the beginning, and we'll see why this is not the Pshat. Let's start from the beginning. The Mishnah says that if someone has raised those, he can't collect my zoni lekha shekhar peya. Zot the going on the Mishnah in Shnei Teliyo, you can look it up, it's in Peya, I believe it's Peya Ches Mishnah Tes. Zot the going, that the pshat is like this, that hey yois, you have lekha shekhar peya, or my zoni next year. Every year there's again lekha shekhar peya, my zoni. So the Mela, all you need to do is to get by for this year. All you need is raised zuz. If you have raised zuz and you can get by this year, then I don't care that you need it for the next year. Don't worry about it. Next year you're going to have another lekha shekhar peya. Mamela, the whole shear of raised zuz was only a shear to get you by for 1 year, because lekha shekhar peya maizani comes midei shana b'shana. Every single year comes again these maizaniyim. So therefore, this din of maizaniyim was for this year. Now I'll try to explain the going a little better. We have a din of, let's say, go back to Sif Aleph. There's a halach in Sif Aleph that says that if you want to be eligible for a kupa, which was given out for 14 sudas for a week, if you want to be eligible, you have to make sure that you don't have enough for 14 sudas. But if you have enough for 14 sudas, even though next week you're going to starve, you're now going to collect from the kupa. Why? Because next week's another kupa. This week's kupa is for this week. The whole din, the nechalukas ha-kupa of the moisa, the kupa, was for this week. If you can get by this week, you're not entitled. You're not only loisa dava. You're not entitled to take from this kupa. A tamchui, which is given out every day, as long as you have two sudas, you can't take for tomorrow. Tomorrow you don't have breakfast. It's not a problem. Tomorrow there'll be a new tamchui. For today's tamchui, which is only to provide for two sudas, and you have, you're not only loisa dava. When it comes to Leket Shekhar Peya, which is given out, so to speak, every year, it's a din, every year there's new crops, new seasons, there's new din of Leket Shekhar Peya. So to get you by, to carry you over, to be entitled to this Leket Shekhar Peya, you have to make sure that you don't have enough for this year. Because next year you'll have a new Leket Shekhar Peya. This Leket Shekhar Peya is miyuchad for this year. As long as you can get by from this Leket Shekhar Peya, it's not a problem. And you have no right to take from this year's Leket Shekhar Peya. If you can get by without it, you have no right to take it. Next year, you'll have a new Leket Shekhar Peya. That's one way to explain the going to claim, maybe a bit different, slightly different. It's a trailer, the Malcolm Echod, But either the first way the pshat is that that's the din in the chalukah. This year's lekach shekafer was only for this year. To say it a little different is that we don't care about next year, because next year you will be provided for lekach shekafer, so that will take you for the next year. So kumpeis, you can't tell me I want to collect forever. I want to collect for the next 120 years right now. I want to have enough money to last 120 years, because for the second through 120, you're not an ani, because you're going to have lekach shekafer to provide you a mice ani. You're only ani this year, because that's what we're doing. Oh, this year you're an ani, so this year that's what you could take. But you can't take for next year. That's the chori of pashup shat, and that's what the Gaon says shat in the Mishnah, is why there was the shir eisav. Let's take it apart. Let's go to the next step. If that's a svara, then b'chal it makes no sense for chayyah. What was the whole din of reish zuz? The mechaba paskins, and it's coming from Arzuru, the mechaba paskins, that there is a din of reish zuz here, that there's a din of reish zuz for tzedakah, even let it be a meim, whatever it is. It says in Sefalaf, if you have reish zuz, you're not entitled to take tzedakah. What's chad? Bishloy melekach shekopay, that was a yearly thing. But tzedakah is not any more this year than next year than the next year. Tzedakah is infinite, and tzedakah is, I don't know, every second, it's constant. It has nothing to do. So if right now you're an ani loy tzedava, you need to take tzedakah, so the chayra, you should be able to take tzedakah forever. Right now, I can take enough tzedakah that will last me forever. Why does it say if I have reizuz, I can't take tzedakah? Reizuz is not going to get me more than 1 year. And next year, I'm going to also be an ani chulilas. I'm going to need tzedakah then too. So let me take already now tzedakah for even next year. What's the takah pshat? How do we understand the mechaba altogether? Where did this reizuz come from? So l'chay, you have to say that if the mechaba went with this reizuz, you're going to have to say that it's still the same vart, just it was applied to tzedakah. Vivayt. All matnas aniyim, mais ani leka shekopeya. Vivai, all matnas aniyim came midei shana b'shana. They came every single year. So they threw in tzedakah into the same picture. In all the tzedakah has to get you by for this year, because next year you will have, albeit maybe you can't down out the tzedakah shekopeya, but next year you'll have a new shipment, a new crop of leka shekopeya or mais ani. So vivai. All we have to do is a chaluka midei shana b'shana, like that first shot, or you're not considered ani next year because you're going to have the lekach shekopeya next year, so you're only an ani for this year, whatever it is. But that's why Chazal held that tzedakah should be thrown in the same way. I mean, it's not pasha, but that's what Makaba passes, that tzedakah should be the same thing and have the same shir reizuz. Levite next year you'll be provided for, this year you're not an ani, and all you need is to worry about this year, you have reizuz, you're not an ani this year, and next year you're going to have lekach shekopeya. It's not a new vote, it's the same. Same vod as lekach shekopeya. The vod is that vivayt, there's a new shipment next year, there's a new distribution next year that's going to provide this ani, then he only has to worry about this year. And I'll bring you right in here today. One of the things in the Mishnah was ma'is ani. Ma'is ani is not every single year. Right? There's ma'is ani and there's ma'is sheni. They alternate in the years. And nevertheless, it says, as long as you have reizuz, that's enough. What are you going to do in the year that the following year there's no ma'is ani to get you by? Nevertheless, so what? But they coupled all the Nisinus Tzedakah together. They threw it into one pot. Vivite of Nisinus Tzedakah, you are going to get another whole batch of Matnas Aniyim next year. Then you don't have to worry about next year. All you have to worry about is this year. So Meila, this year, if you don't have Reizuz, you're a Nani. If you do have Reizuz, you're not a Nani. Because next year, you're Zikha Nananiyah. Or next year, you have a different shipment of Matnas Aniyim. So Meila, all you have to get your buy is 1 year. Meila, Zakta Torah is following. Medramumum was the mayhem in those days. In those days that they had let the shekel pay a maisa ani every single year, so then the hagdara of whether you are a nani or not, or whether he's a nani or not, is for this year. I gotta get him by this year. But bizmanenu, that there is no lekach shekopeya. And there is no maisa ani. It doesn't come from shana b'shana. Oh, if it doesn't come from shana, so what's 1 year gonna do for you? Nothing. Next year if you're gonna have reizuz, you'll have $20,000. How long is that? That's going to last you 1 year, but next year you're not going to have money. So you're ready at an ani already for 2 years now. You're ready an ani for 10 years now. You're ready an ani for the future. You're an ani that you can't get out of your aniyus. Or if you're an ani, then you have a right to collect even if you have the reizuz, or even if you have enough to get your buy for 1 year. No, the din was pegged to lekach shekopeya. Avada is the din we learned in Reish Mem Tes, the Vala, the Avada is supposed to give a meiser or chaymish. But it's not a din of matnas anim, of lekach shekopeya meiser anim. Because the tzura of the nesina is not for this year. The tzura of the nesina is for an oni. Leka Shukra Pei, the Tzur and Nesino, my son, it was Mideshana Bishana. Tzedakah is not Mideshana Bishana. Tzedakah is if he's a non, he deserves. There's an inin that how much you're supposed to give of your own accustomed to give off Maisa, that's to be Makayim, the Mitzvah Tzedakah, Min HaMufcha, whatever is the best way. But it's not a din of Matnas Anim like Leka Shukra Pei, my son,
he is.
Ah, yeah. And if you look in the Goyin, that's what the Goyin says. If you look in the Goyin here, Sif Kot and Vav, the Goyin says, what's Chatan Yisya Yishayimim? Shahashir Azeh Aushona Achas Sheleke Shekopi Matibur Kol Shona. The reason why the Yemeim was because Reishuv was for 1 year, because they had Leka Shekopeya B'chol Shana. Every single year there was a new Leka Shekopeya. But with Maneno, that there's no Leka Shekopeya every single year, there's no new shipment, so then you need more than the Shana Akas. Only the Yemeihem was the Shia Zal Shana Akas, and that was enough. But with Maneno, the Shia Zal has to be more than Al Shana Akas. Because with Maneno, you don't have Leka Shekopeya to rely on. On the mice, that's why the Mechaber said that you need enough Kadesh Yispanishu, but they base on the Arevach. Why do we need dipping into the Karen for? Let's say this year, instead of needing, we made up a number, $20,000. So we should say, as long as you have $5,000 Karen, that you could generate $15,000 of profit together, the Karen plus the profit will get you to $20,000. Then you can dip into the Karen. Why is the Mechaber saying you only could dip into the Arevach? It's because of the same verse. You're not allowed to dip into the Karen, because you're going to need to dip into the Karen. What are you going to do next year? Next year you're going to be in on it. So they're about to be allowed to collect even now. We have to get you enough that we're going to make sure that you're never going to be in on it again. So therefore, we know that you could have enough, that you could already be in response to me, I read it for the future. That will get you enough, even for years to come. So that was it. Then you're Aitani. Because the din is that the whole din of Shana Achas was only being a man, but with Manenu we have to reckon for more than Shana Achas. Because Manenu was not enough to just get you by for 1 year. And that's why the Tzaka Mishra's Kasha is not Shred. Tzaka Mishra is a Kasha. Why am to the second Shia? Why am to Makadu say you have enough Karen that you could eat that Karen in the last year of the year? Because no such din is a year for Karen. The whole word of the Makadu to tell you that the whole din of Shana was only then. Because Manenu has nothing to do with Shana. Because my nenu, the whole shana was only when it was leket shikopeya my sonny. Because my nenu, there's no leket shikopeya, so you gotta last for more than a year. If you look in the Torah, the Torah is meisis a lashon. It wasn't just that the guy has leket shikopeya every year. The Torah is meisis lo yita why mefisha yachol lava ben shana, because with this reishus you can get by a year ulashana haba, and next year year loy b'masha yichya, you'll have what to live on. And the old Torah gives a year long, but mash a year. Either way, you'll have new matnas aniyim. That line is a crucial line. The word why is manenu is different is because then I could rely next year I'm going to have a new shipment, because I'll have l'shana haba new leket shikopei of my sonny. Yilod and Mashiachah, but with Manena that I don't have that reliance, I can't rely on Lekesh Kopeya my son, because it doesn't exist. So therefore, I will be a noni unless I have enough to last me forever. Unless I can know that I'm going to be out of poverty forever. And you don't have to be 100%, but whatever. But Derek Hateva, you'll have enough to Spanish Minerevas, then you're not considered a noni. And Baruch Hashem, if they're doing some flipping around, I found that there's a Chubi Shevet HaLevi which says it. I mean, Tachadon, but the kids, he says that with my name, there's no such thing as a Shana. Mashmur is a Gradak, some Sefer Shtikal as well, but the Shevet HaLevi says it clearly. If you can look it up, it's in Chelik Beis Kuf Chof. That with my name, that there's no Lek Shekotei, there's no Dina Shana. You have to have enough that's going to last you forever. And that's it's a Chubi Shevet Moshe, which we discussed in previous weeks. We had a Chubi Shevet Moshe, to look it up also, it's in Yodei Chelik Aleph Kuf Mem Dalet. And Moshe had over there that there was a Baku who planned on getting married in 2 years from now. And his brothers wanted to pull together enough Maisa money to be able to support their younger brother, whatever, this brother, in Kailam. Because this brother plans on going to Kailam. So, and he's going to need money when he goes to college, he's going to sit and learn. So what is he going to live off of? So his brothers, Baruch Hashem, decided to get together and support him. And the shaila was if they could take off Maisa now. And Moshe says he's already a noni now, because right now he doesn't have money that will provide for him in 3 years from now when he's in Kailah. So he's already a noni now. And Moshe just says that if you don't need to pull together this year Maisa, if you can wait for next year, and then this year Maisa give to a different money. But if you already need, you ever have to plan in advance, you're going to need money, so you already want to plan your Maisa money now for the future, so you can plan already, and your brothers have a right to be Mafish Maisa already now for the future. But you see in Ramosha, that's Mitzad the Noisnim, whether they have a right to save, hoard this Maisa for a later date, or do they have to distribute it now. But Mitzad the Makabo, Ramosha says, in Emnon Adava Pajet, that these rights, this guy, Bederek HaTeva, has no way to support him yourself in 3 years from now, he's already a nani right now, and he's already allowed to collect tzedakah right now. There is no more din of shana. The whole word is whatever you talk about. So if you have keren, that you should banish min ha-revach for the future, abig, then you're not a nani. But otherwise, you're considered a nani. Kum tois, just bring it down, lamaisa, like the motion, like the shayla, like the pasha pshat of the makabah, what's going on here. If you want to know who's considered a nani, there are a lot more people are considered anim than you think. First of all, it has to be enough that he can be banish who ubnei beisai, the stam, with today's economy and it takes the standard of living. But to boot, it has to be somebody who could generate profit, who has a steady income, a steady job. Or if he doesn't, he has a keren that from his investments, he could live off only from the revach, he could already live off for the future. But if he doesn't, if he only has, let's say, argument's sake, let's say he has a family of five, he's out of a job. Let's take anyone who's out of a job. And let's take it better. Let's say Bedech HaTevi is probably not going to find the job. You have to know every person, but not going to find a job that's enough to support himself. And he has even, I don't know, $500,000 sitting in the bank, right? And he has to, but you have to have enough that he can be mispanish min areva. I gave an exaggeration, but it might work. And let's say with interest rates today, he can only generate in a bank, let's say he'll generate 4%, whatever it is. So he's only going to generate $20,000 a year from the reva. That's not enough to feed him, his wife, and five children. And he has $500,000 sitting there. He's already considered a nani, because he has no steady income. He has no reliable income. So even though this year he can get by, or next year, or he can even get by for 5 years, but what is he going to do for the sixth year? He's going to eat up his principal. He's going to be an ani. So therefore, he's still considered an ani. Now, I don't know how, 100 years, you know, I guess after a while you assume that the guy's going to land the job. But it has to be something that we know that he's going to bring himself out of poverty. He's going to have enough that he can support himself. According to this, yeah, if he comes to your house, you should give him sucker. Right, $2 million in the bank, but he has 12 children. But you have a Baruch Hashem steady income.
But he's not working, he can go to work.
Okay, that's the halakha we said before, that it's Paskin, that Bismanenu, the Shaks, and Mechaba, whatever, it's Paskin, Bismanenu, a person has the right to learn and take tzedakah. So Zivai, he opted to learn and not work. So he doesn't have a steady source of income other than from his investments. And if his investments are not generating enough profit that he could live forever, then in economy, he's considered noni. The only thing is that if he has $2 million in the bank, so depending how old he is, if he's 25, well, he has 12 kids, he's probably not 25. But if he's 70, then we could argue that maybe now start dipping into the keren, because that will last you till 120. But yeah, it has to last him throughout his lifetime. Whatever is that. So yes, that person, yes, so that underscores the point I'm trying to bring out. They've got somebody who's eligible for and be a nani, and he has $2 million in his bank account. It's far more than we think. If you look around, basically is that command every, first of all, right off the bat, command every single person who's out of a job is a nani, even if he has reserves. Because if he's out of a job, unless he could tell me that we know that he's going to get a job soon, but if you can't rely on that, so what's he going to do for 3 months from now? Yes, if he has money in the bank, it's going to last him for 3 months, or even 6 months, or even 10, 12 months. But what is he going to do next year? Unless you know that he's going to land a job next year. But if let's say he's too old to land another job, that's it. He's already an ani now. A lot more people are anim than we think. So it's not just a down the cut switch. When a person tries to qualify for an ani, you know, you have to know that he has to be somebody who could support himself. If he can't support himself, yes, he's still considered a nani. If a guy is capable of going to work and he decided, opted not to go to work, that's a mavucha, what that means, because he might... No, if he wants to learn, that's fine, but if he wants to twiddle his thumbs and play Game Boy, whatever it is, he's not going to work. So then, yesh lo, although we once quoted a medrash, we once said it over, that you can't have a taina nani, like, look, how he's healthy, let him go out to work. That shouldn't be your taina. Okay, but you have to know, and in the Baiskim, it's not so partial. If a person's capable and they decide not to work, you have to know. And it might touch on what we discussed at the beginning of the year, Yitzchak Shaila, is that here the guy had money and he was masking his money. And that would made him already considered a noni, even though who hasn't even mafkeit, let him be zayicha, but he's a noni. So it could be if the mitzvah is the guy taka doesn't work, maybe that's already enough that he's a noni, because the mitzvah doesn't support himself. Right, yes, that you need a shaylus chacham, that's beyond my... I hear. All right.
This year of 200,
but maybe he's sick. You need to report
something else. I'm going to be sick in that.
And look, you have to pay for his report.
This year of 200 zuz was not including the lekha chikon pay, right? We're assuming.
No, I'm saying that. That was maybe the tzedakah mishra shot. I'm saying no. The 200 zuz got you by, but that was the lashon tour. I don't know how there was an extra line there. The lashon tour is. With these 200 zuz, it could take you over the year. But l'shana haba, you'll have b'mashayil, you'll have new stuff. Let's say the 200 zuz was enough. Well, if he collected it, if he didn't collect it yet, then he doesn't have it. If he collected it already, good. So then he only needs another 50. Okay. But that doesn't mean another 50. Then he needs the 200. But he already has 150 because he already was coined it.
Right.
He needs 200. If he wasn't coined like a shekel pay yet, then he still needs 200. He needs to get by the year because next year is a new cash bin. But that's only then when each year was a new cash bin. Because manena, there's no new cash bin each year. So yes, you are considered an ani until you have enough loyalam. And then mechab is very medrik and it's pach of shot. And like I said, look at that, the emotion is and the going is. That's what going to do. Like a chicken player, multiple kolshana. So next year is a new chesed. That's the two. I don't know. I think it's a double portion. It's moed mizuyik in the mechaber. But just to be moed, it means come to it. Let's go back to Chaim Kanievsky's case. Chaim Kanievsky was talking about the case that you have to make chasna next year. So he says a chilek that if you're capable of collecting all the money for the chasna next year, so you're not entitled to take this year. And if you can't collect all the money for the chasna next year, then you are entitled to collect this year. According to Rav Moshe, and the way we're saying, you could stretch even there as well, that even if you might be able to collect the chasna for next year and collect the taka, but you're already allowed to collect it now. If you know that next year you are an oni and you can't buy your truck and you don't have enough to live on for next year already, you're an oni right now, and you have a right to collect the taka. And Moshe still advised them to the Noisnim, that the Noisnim, why should they hoard their mice and put away for their younger brother? Give it away. And it's an Ani. That's Mitzad the Noisnim. But Mitzad the Makabal, is he considered an Ani? He is already qualified as an Ani. But that was talking about as Kedima. So he's telling about Tukas Kedima. So he's telling you that if you can go wait for next year, so give this year stuff to someone else. Tukas Kedima, it sounded like. All right, but. That's why I said, all right. Gimbal. Someone who had fields. Dushak points out in Sifkot and Vav that we're not talking about his house, because he already said before, you're not mechuyv to sell your house. But he has other karkois. Then Yimkreim, and if he would sell them, he would sell it. But if you wait for the spring, the summer season, you can get the fair market value for it. You're not mechuyv to sell it. Ella, but rather, so here's a guy who has a lot. But since, if he would sell it now, he's going to take a loss. You're not mechuyv to take a loss because he's selling it, you know, not at the prime time. You're not selling at the real market time. The person already could collect ma'isani now. Ad chatzi demeim, up to half the amount of his karka. He's not mechuyev to press himself for him because shalei bezman mechira. Not mechuyev to sell shalei bezman mechira. He have a person, and the Shach and Sivkot and Heper points out, we're talking about Meir Ba'asher, talking about someone who's wealthy. Sha'atim Yimkreim Lefi Azol, even if it would sell it at the discounted price, Yehei Loi Shia Rezuz. He would have the Shia of Rezuz. Hitaka could liquidate his assets and still get Rezuz. But nevertheless, he has a right to take Ma'isani. Why? Because if he's going to liquidate his assets, he's going to take a hit. He's going to have to sell it at a discount. Dinul ain shavin, because if you would sell it right now at a discounted price, you won't get razors, aflafiyaz or razors, you won't get razors. Then the kule amanaisan law, then it won't be a shayla, it's a dava pachi you're allowed to give him, he's a mamishanani, afil elav zuzba vatakas, to have a liyani. If right now all his assets are worth, is less than 200 zuz, so right in the market's low now, but that's all the assets are worth, then the body is a nani. We're talking about a person who, let's say, owns half of Manhattan. He's a multi-billionaire on paper, right, on assets. But if right now it's off season, if he would want to sell one of his major strip malls or one of his buildings, apartment building, he would have to sell it at a discount. That person, since he has to sell it at a discount, and he's not mukhid to sell it at a discount, and he has no liquid cash to provide for his basic needs now, till the summer, till it goes up in price, until he can get fair market value for it, so then he's already considered ani now, and he has a right to take up to Zakta Makaba, up to Chatzi Dinayim, up to half of the amount. Let's say he has buildings that are worth $1 billion, and if he would sell it, he would only get $500 million. So he's allowed to take tzedakah up to $500 million. Okay, that's.
Why don't we make him take a loan?
Okay, 1 second. That's 1 second. Good try. Right now, he is in money. He has no food. He has no cash. He has no liquid. He doesn't know how he's going to buy tomorrow's breakfast. So therefore, he needs money. To ask him to liquidate his assets, he's not mechuz to liquidate his assets because it's off-season. He has a right to wait for season. Now, let's explain this a little bit. It means that the Makaba, the Rambam Shita, the Rambam holds that somehow we reckon that the right price for these assets is the summer season, because that's Gevenlik when everyone sells. So Memela, to force you to sell off season means to get you a penalty, to take a loss that you're not mechuyev to take. You're taking a loss, it's off season, you're taking a loss that you're not mechuyev to take. You can get some tzedakah and get you over the hill till the summertime, till it becomes on season. We're not talking about the grada now, the economy is, let's say, a little lower and the real estate took a turn for the worse, and right now your house isn't as worth as much as you would have been able to sell it 6 months ago. That's not what we're talking about, because if the whole market went down in tandem, so that's the new price, so that's what it's worth. Wait, hold on till you can hopefully get a better price. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where Beatim, we know every single year in the summertime that's the right time to sell, and that's really going to be worth races, whatever it is. But because right now it's the winter time, it's off season, so now you have to take a loss on the off season time that you're not mechuyev to sell at a discount, so we'll provide for you up to the amount, the half kedei demand. Now what's the reason why we put a limit up to chatzi demand? So the Shach points out, we see Sha'ad Mechza Hadech Lohizu V'lo Yoyseh. Because when it's off season, the Venlach, it only goes down up to a half. So if we're going to give you enough tzedakah to fill in that half, to fill in what you would lose if you had to, you pressed to sell now, so then you have no excuse now. Why are you taking tzedakah? Because you don't want to be pressed to sell it off season? How much are you going to lose? $500 million? I'll give you the $500 million. Now what? So now what you say? You have no excuse now to take tzedakah. So in economy, avada doesn't mean you have to give him the whole $500 million. Avada means, and like the Shach's going to explain, avada, look at the end of the Shach's of cotton hay. Kosev Rabbein Yeruchim, ki amina de machilin oise ad mekta demein, she yushvi b'meis hachama, en machilin oise habu b'yamechur. You don't give him $500 million right away. Elo dvayen b'yamechur, kidei b'en asase achati demein, otu chati demein, well, legabi oni, only legabi oni does it say that none hoyloi reizuz pakazina fil elevuz gavatakas areizen noito. But not over here. So avada in economy, I'm exaggerating. Avada means you provide them day to day. But it is a cap. If the provision of day to day is going to be too costly, it's going to be more than the chatzi demein loss that he's going to take, then you could stop at there and now go sell your assets. What's the excuse? Because you're going to lose chatzi demein? I already gave you chatzi demein. Now you have no excuse. In economy, sell that 200 zuz and provide him 100. In economy, but remember, 200 zuz, again, to today's times, let's say if he has a family, of a large family, it could be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. So you're right, you'll have to supplement that loss. But it's up to al-chatzi demayim, not more. And the word is, Kedusha Vayolei points out, what happens in the Duyk and the Rif Shita, is that really it was lost even more than chatzi demayim. Let's say the property was, just argument's sake, was $100,000. And chatzi demein is $50,000, but for some reason he could only sell it for $40,000. So there he says, still it's only capped in Ashman al-Khab, it's only capped to chatzi demein. You still only have to give him 50, and that's it. You don't have to give him 60. And he explains the reason is because al-Kalka, the extra 10 must be, it's not due because it's off season, because we know Gvenlok off season only causes a loss of chatzi demein. So it must be the extra 10. It was tamizay because the market is sour, the market softened up, and the whole real estate market in general went down. So that's already shavius. If the whole market goes down, we already said, Avad, if the whole market goes down, that's not an excuse to collect stock.
Well, only 40.
Why 40?
Because it's only getting half of what the market is worth. It's only getting 20 more savings.
no, because there's a hundred. No, that, the numbers don't work out.
But about beyond my level, that there's no such thing as bad market. Maybe a bad market is 10% over
the. No, so I'm saying this whole concept, how to apply today, is going to be difficult because we don't have this mamish, like this off-season, on-season type of mechiras. I'm not aware of it, at least. Okay. But if you'll have such, I'll give you a marshal. Sorry? Oh, okay, so good, very good. So we're going to get to other examples. I'll give you other examples shortly. That's going to be my example. One second. Let me just finish right. So this is so far the Rambam Shita. And I'm going to skip over the Ramah for a second. I just want to finish the Mechabit, not to interrupt. But how you shar ha'odim leikim b'yeker? But what happens if stam was like in the stam? Not because it's off season; it's the right season, and everyone is able to get the yeker price. And he could only find somebody who's going to take from him bazal. Because he's dachuk v'tarid, he's pressed for money, or we know he's desperate. We'll take advantage. We'll haggle the price a little bit. Negotiate. We recently didn't tell you on this, and negotiate till you knock them down. You can knock a guy down hundreds of thousands of dollars by doing this. He's not mechuyev to sell, because the only reason why he's getting this discounted price is because they know he's desperate, they're taking advantage. He's allowed to take ma'isa oni, v'hoylech, could continue to eat ma'isa oni, ad shiyumka b'shova, until he could finally get back to his name, that he's not in desperation, he's not selling out of desperation. He could somehow get back his name, that people won't take advantage of him, and will be able to b'yumka b'shova v'yeda kosh in adocha klimkar. That's the makava. So you have, on the one hand, you have the case when it's off season, you have to provide him on a daily basis for stalker till to get him over till the summer season, till it's the right season. But how much? You only provide him how much? You give him enough, ad kati the name, the amount at most the off season could have caused him a loss. At most it's khati the name, so that's all you give him. And then you have the sefer that says you have to give, doesn't give a shia khati the name, it's mashma even more than khati the name you have to give him. If you look in the shaks of cotton ches, the shaks says in the mukyas of kosav over here, it's kishir my de zolara. Only what is allowed, say midikuli alma. Again, the same type of narration that you give out chetzi the name here too. You only supplement the laws. On Mavir Bei Seisav, the Lomachim Hakib Divi Rambam Vatu Mechaber V'Shapoyskim that the Machshak El Machilin Oisay V'Hoylech Achim Kabeshava. You hear? You can give him as much as he needs till you him Kabeshava. So the first part, the Nemuki Yosef, that's just like the ratio in London. And the ratio will be achati the name, and then the sefer will be whatever the difference is. Either mechaber leaves it out, and that's the shak taina that's one mash from the mechaber. So the chiddush of Ayaleib says that avadim the ratio is talking about also more than achati the name, like we discussed. So if anything dissolved more than achati the name, we attribute it to the fact that the whole market softened. So therefore, we don't give it to you. Only give the chatzid the name. I think in the sefer, even more the chatzid name we will give you is because we're attributing the fact it's because they're taking advantage of your desperation. But the ma'ase is in cause that the shach l'chayi is right. That still the mashmoy is much as no cap at all. It's not just the difference. So then the bazaar it's shver. Why in the ratio are we capping our chatzid the name and the sefer's match we give you no matter what. No matter, until we can make you oath on you, until we
restore his image,
you bring it back to the way it was, that you're not desperate and not to sell. L'chayi, the safe should also be actually only supplement the amount of the loss. More than that, go sell, big deal, and together you'll have your resources. What's the chilp between the ratio and the safe, huh?
I would think there's like a kind of sook kind of thing. If everybody knows that we're going to do that, they won't try to take advantage of people, and it'll be to the benefit of this talk, and they won't have to give it so long much. Because as soon as
it doesn't sound like this was a dakon. It sounds like this in Hilchus Ani and Matnes Ani. So I'll share with you the Chiddush Rabbi Yalev's shot. I don't understand 100%, but this is a good. His word is like this. This din is a day maksayir digger din. You have to fulfill everyone's day maksayir. Anani has his day maksayir, and Osher also has his day maksayir. We're going to see him yet the Shem and Sif Dalet. You have an Osher who's going and he's traveling and doesn't have money, so right now he's an Ani because he doesn't have money to live on in the desert, whatever it is, and he's traveling, right? Right now, this guy who has a lot of character, but since he's not mechuyev to take a hit, to sell it off season or to sell it at a discount because it's been taken advantage of, he's an ani right now. So you have to be mashal in his day maksoyer, whatever it is, to bring him back to his previous stage. So talk to it like this, London. In the ratio, what's his chesaron? What's his anias? His anias in the ratio is that he has to take a hit the off season. So as long as you mashal him, that I'll be mashing me the difference. You're not a nani anymore. You don't have that hit. What was your whole excuse why you're nani? Because you have to sell all season? I'll be mashing the difference. No more. Now you're not a nonny. You have no excuse. You have millions of dollars that you're sitting on. What's the problem? But in the sefer of Ayalei, is the sefer of Adi, they're taking advantage of you. That's true. But why are they taking advantage of you? Because you appear to be a nonny. Because they're taking advantage of your desperation, of your dachkus. So the deimach kseya in the sefer isn't just to be mashed in the difference in price. The deimach kseya, like the lashon of Maccabi, is that yeda kosh eino dachak. The deimach kseya is to give you back your image that you're not desperate, that you should be able to sell your karka like everybody else. That you should be a human being treated equal like just everyone else, not to be taken advantage of, you're a nonny and they're going to treat you and mistreat you. We got to get you back to the way you were. So let's say you're a person that they'll take advantage of you and they'll take half off the price. Let's say it's a $100,000 building and they're only going to give you $50,000 because they know you're desperate. To be mashing another 50 is not going to do it, because he's still being taken advantage of. That's not the Daymak Zoyi. Daymak Zoyi is that they should no longer take advantage of you. So if you're going to need $80,000 till they see, oh, that you're not desperate to sell, you're sitting back and you're waiting for better offers and you're not desperate and you're sitting calm, cool and collective, oh, so I need enough money to provide for you till you're not considered a nonny, till you don't appear to be a nonny, till you don't appear to be desperate. That's the Lashon HaMakaba. That's the Shia. Mamela, there's no Shia of just a difference. The Shia is till we
restore his image.
Mamela, it's even more than just a difference. That's a Vayalev Pshat. And it's a Santa Pshat. But anyway, this is the Makaba. So come to it. In the ratio we're talking about off season, we just mashlim the difference. In the Sefer, that they're taking advantage of you, we have to be mashlim that they shouldn't take advantage of you. Now if you look in the Shach in Sivkon Zayin, he makes a beautiful dig, a pasha dig. It says, Yishai Odom Loikim Bayeka, and you're being taken advantage of, then you have the din of Anani. But, Avalim Huzu Kolak HaKoyis, but if the whole market went down, softened up, Asher Lachayim, Avilim Huzu Shenim Shavim Kachati, the name even is worth less than half, Im Yochel HaMokon Shiyula Reizuz, if you could sell it off and you have 200 Zuz, Lefi Azor, Tzak HaMokon, Lo Yitom Yat Staka. Here you don't have, what's your test? That the market's softened? Okay, but that's now the new shadis of your market. It's unfortunate, but that's what your assets are worth. And if you have razors worth of assets, you got to sell it off, and you're not entitled to collect tzedakah. We're only talking about that it was something unique, because they're trying to take advantage of you, or it's off-season, and mainly you have the din of tzedakah. Now the Shach said before, I should be mitzvah, the Shach said before in the Reisha, that if you can yimkun bezol because it's off-season, he throws in a line that it doesn't make a difference, kamahu moizel akshav, ele bein ma'ad bein habi machilin, I say. Even ma'at or habe, the Rishon Lezion says that even ma'at, there has to be a shit to that ma'at also. The guy is going to have to sell his karka for one penny less. It's ridiculous. So he said the share of even the ma'at has to be at least a shtus, like a share or no, even though there's a karka, there's no share or no, there has to be a share shtus. If you're going to have to take a loss because it's off season, then you're going to have to lose out 1/6 of its true value. So you're losing out a sixth. That's considered a hazala, that's considered a loss, and you're not mechuyev to sell now, you can wait and collect the tzedakah till it goes back on season. But if you, let's say, for some reason the hazala was only 1/10, then avada, sell, get your 200 zuz, and don't collect the tzedakah. That's the Rishon Lezion.
Okay, let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh oim rimen, on the other side, she'im ha'akilu noisoi ranka, che'yokalum ka'kakoyse v'chatsi demeim. He's coming to argue with the Mechaba. The Mechaba holds that the shear of Chatzid Demeim was the amount that you gave the Ani. You gave the Ani enough to supplement the difference between the fair market value and Chatzid Demeim. Once you supplemented that amount, then he doesn't have any loss anymore, so he should liquidate his assets. The Ramah says, no, that's not Pshat. Pshat of Chatzid Demeim that says in the Gemara meant something entirely different. That Hayois, it's a derech for Kakois to be Moizel at Chatzid Demeim. So whatever is normal, he's not considered a noni. Whatever is normal, that's the fair market value. So if it goes down up to Chatzid Demeim, that's it, he's stuck. He's going to have to liquidate it at up to Chatzid Demeim, so what? But if he has enough, if he liquidates, he has enough for 200 zuz, then he's not a noni. So you don't have to give him anything. You're not mechuyev to give him anything. However, if it's going to be moizel more than Chatzid Demeim, which is something unusual, which is not because of the market value, if I say they're taking advantage of him or whatever it is, they're being doichek him, so then he is a noni. Oh, once he's a noni, then he's not mechuyev to sell at all. This is very considered, not b'derech hateva, so he's not mechuyev to sell at all, and if he's a noni, then you can give him even more. And that's what the Shach says In Tzivkon Hey, he explains this shita. He says, "Avdas ha'Teisir ben Yeruchim mismake gisus arif she'mashkikin liten adme chatzik hakoyis hakakoyis aloi." It's not the amount that you're giving. Achatzimim is not the amount of tzedakah you're giving him, like the makaba, but rather eloroyin im yochu limkoy b'moisak shem b'chatzid demeim. If he could sell b'chatzid demeim, emachilin oisai. Then you don't give him anything. But if they can't sell b'chata demein, then you provide from him. Then it's irrelevant of how much. You can give him even more than chata kakois, because since he can't sell b'chata demein, then he's considered a non. It's normal for them to go down a half, but not more than that. So if it went down more than that, then he's not mechuyif to sell. He's not liquid. He doesn't have money to support himself. He doesn't have money, so he's a non. So then you're allowed to give him whatever he needs, even if it's more than Kati Demeim. It means the Rama argues with the whole Enoch of the Machaber. It's a whole different ballgame. It means Be'etzim the Machaber holds this word of Doichik in the Sefer, that if we know it's Meshu Doichik. But he learned up Kati Demeim a whole different pshat. Rama Lechayra is saying that the whole pshat of Gemara Gufa meant that whatever is the Derek Lohizel, then tough luck on him. That's the new market price. But what's more than the Derek Lohizel, then he's not Mechuyif to liquidate, and he does have a Din of Ani. He's entitled, he's eligible for Tzedakah, and you're allowed to give him whatever it takes, even more than Kati Demeim.
All right. Now, how do we apply today? So, the Ma'aseh and the Mechaber only talked about Kakoyis. The Tzedakah Mishpat says, L'chayr hu adin ban metalton. He didn't see it anywhere. He says, L'chayr, talchim, but L'chayr that should be. If you have metalton also, that they're taking advantage of you, or let's say it's off-season, if you have to sell it at a discount, L'chayr, that's the same problem. We're not talking about, you know, items, when you're talking about end-of-season items that you have to sell cheaper, and next year it's even going to get cheaper because it's out of style. We're talking about, you know, seasonal items that goes in and out, in, you know, up and down. So if you get selling at the wrong times, off season, so if you have to take a hazala, yes, you will be able to collect stock. If you have such a case, and again, you have to throw in the regional team, that the hazala has to be at least a shtus. If the hazala that you have to sell off season, these items, is a shtus, then you're not mechuyif to sell these items, and you are entitled to collect stock till the season comes in. We want to plot. Sorry?
There are things at the end of season. Now everybody sells off their shovels. Well, that's no shovels. That's not. They have to, you know what? I don't want to sell mine. I want to hold them to next year. But there are things that people sell.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an answer. Here it sounds like the vote was that the Derek was that no one sold their cargo off season. But if you have like clothing stores that everyone sells at the end of the winter clothing, that is the Derek of every store. So I don't know if you have this excuse, I want to wait till next season. If I can't, the derech is that you make a killing during the season. At the end of the season, you sell for half price because you make back whatever the investment was, and that's the derech. I don't think you have this ace. The vote is here, let's say you'll have an industry that no one sells it at the end of the season. And the only reason why he's doing it is because he's desperate. Out of desperation, he's selling it. He needs to raise capital because he has to feed his family. So then, yes, then he has the right to wait for next season and get a better price. Doesn't say anywhere that he's mechuyif to borrow. Although Gan in Sif Dala maybe we'll have it, but on Sif Gimel Daval I didn't see anywhere that said that the guy is mechuyif to borrow. I don't know. And to apply, let's say what I would think of with you, Moshe, as well, CDs. Let's say you have an IRA, and you know until you hit 65 or whatever this year, if you take out early, you get a penalty for taking distributions early. Or let's say you have a CD that's locked up, and if you break the CD early, you get penalized. So l'chayra, if you say that this halakha applies to metaltonim as well, then you're going to have the same thing. You will be able, if a guy, the only thing he has is an IRA, or the only thing that he has is a CD, and to break that CD or take out an IRA, he will be penalized. He has a right not to take out, oh, yeah, it's true. He has a right not to take out his IRA, and not to take out or break his CD, and collect stock till the IRA, till he reaches 65, or till the CD matures. But like you're pointing out, it's true that l'chayra, like the Rishon LeZion, is only if you're going to have a hazala of a sixth. If it's not a hazala of a sixth, if you get the penalty is minimum, or the distributions, whatever it is, these penalties of IRA is minimum, so then it's less than a sixth. That's, we don't even reckon with it. But somehow you could structure that it's going to be already a sixth. Let's say, I don't know how to make it up, but let's say it was a small CD, but you're going to get penalized a flat sum that's going to be more than a sixth if to break the CD. Unless you have other assets, but combined you'll have 200 zuz. But if you don't break the CD, you won't have the 200 zuz. And it's a penalty of more than a sixth. You are not mechuyif to break the CD. And you have a right to collect stock till you get to that time. which is that's l'chayra my only real application I have with it. Oh, I don't know. If you sell, let's say just a stock, because the stock is out of interest right now, right? But that's what the shabbos of the stock is. It's not seasonal.
But if you're forced to sell that, then it's going to be the whole thing is going to be a margin call.
You have to make a cheshbon. If with the penalties of the margin calls or whatever it is, you're going to be penalized in an oifen that something that's not the derech to do and it's out of season, whatever, the penalties are beyond and it gets you a sixth of a penalty, one sixth of a depreciation because of that, then you will be considered an oni and you will be able to collect stock till it comes back into season or whatever it is.
Senior citizen, I think they think since they're 62 as opposed to 65, they get cut down
a tremendous amount. So you want to take early social security, you'll get down. Okay, so
enough.
That you should know, then I'm not sure of. I'll tell you why, and then that's why with the CD, shtickle with the Reva. What we're talking about now is the real value of the item. You own a piece of gaka. You really should be entitled somehow to wait till the summer, because that's like what everyone does. To sell it short, or to be taken advantage of, that's not fear that you're an oni lo sedava. Let's say it's social security that I could have different types of benefits. My benefits could grow if I would wait. That's more like Mani Sareva. That's not a law or something you have. You don't own the Social Security. It's a provision that the government gives to people. Hopefully they'll keep on giving it. I'm not sure it's going to last. But it's not like you own it. No, it's a cheshbon. If I wait, I'll be entitled to more. If I don't wait, I'll be entitled to less. So maybe go collect it now. If that's going to get you ois ani, because you want to wait and be able to earn more, so what? I don't know if that's this halakha. This halakha is when you're taking a loss of items that you own. Pasha. Just a sikkum, drive home the point again at the beginning of this year. There are a lot more people, and you look at a meme and you start being cautious, maybe the Rambam, maybe you'll look at it different, you'll be cautious less, because it takes a lot more to be considered not an oni than you have thought. Cult of a good of us.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.